Good day, and thank you for joining our webinar on the 2014 Farm Bill covering nutrition and food policy, trade implications, and the research title highlights. Today's webinar is jointly sponsored and brought to you by the Extension Risk Management Education Centers, the SARA 39 Multi-State Public Policy Issues Education Committee, the Agriculture and Applied Economics Association Extension Section, the Council on Food, Agriculture, and Resource Economics, and the Regional Extension Farm Management Committees, along with the Ag in Uncertain Times team, with technology hosted by Montana State University and the University of Wyoming. I'm John Hewlett, Ranch and Farm Management Specialist at the University of Wyoming, and it is indeed an honor to serve as host for today's webinar. Although I act as your moderator, I am only able to do so through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scenes to make these presentations a possibility. Our team members' support and the support of their respective institutions help to make these webinar offerings a reality. Today's speakers include Dr. Helen Chipman, Dr. John Van Sickle, Dr. John King, and Kelly Day Rubenstein. I will provide a much more formal introduction for each of these individuals as we begin their respective presentations, but I would certainly like to welcome all of them to today's program. Before we get started with the presentations, let me point out that as we proceed, we would like to have you enter your questions for the presenters in the chat window found in the lower left of your screen. Working with our behind-the-scenes team, I will then put those questions to our presenters. Please use that chat window to either enter questions or to report any kind of technical problems that you may be having. As we all know, computers enable us to overcome distances and solve problems, making webinars like this a possibility. However, that same computer technology can create some challenges. So, if you're experiencing difficulties, please do not hesitate to contact our team for assistance. If you're having trouble reading the screen at any point in today's webinar, you may want to try using the full screen button that appears as a set of four arrows in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. This button switches between the view you see now and a view where the presentation slides fill the entire screen, making that smaller text somewhat easier to read. Please note that while in that full screen mode, you will be unable to see the chat window. If you simply press the button again to reveal the chat window, you can then enter any questions that you might have. We now have a couple of questions we'd like to ask you, our audience, the first of which is asking you about yourself and what your primary occupation is. If you wouldn't mind checking one or more of the choices there. We have agricultural producer as the first choice, extension educator as another possibility, banking professional or agribusiness professional, commodity organization employee, a not-for-profit organization employee, or possibly a government agency employee, or other is a choice that's open there. Let me just take a second to fill that out, so thank you for your responses. Next question is asking where geographically you may be located. Choices available include the Northeast, the Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, or Western U.S., or if you're joining us from the Pacific Islands or an international location, we also have options for those locations as well. All right, so thank you for those responses on location. Our third question is asking which of the descriptions in the list best describe you and your situation. First one asks if you are currently a producer or a marketer of an agricultural product, if you are in the process of developing an agricultural product for marketing, or do you have an interest in developing an agricultural product for marketing. The fourth choice is to whether or not you may be gathering more information about the topics in today's webinar session, or other, if more than one of those apply. All right, and one more question, I believe, asks if, including yourself, how many individuals may be participating in the webinar at your location. We offer these presentations without registration required or any kind of a fee, and so we aren't actually tracking and are not able to track how many folks may be participating. So this responses to this question are the way we're able to check and see how many individuals may be participating from any particular location. So if you wouldn't mind taking a minute to let us know how many individuals, ranging from one to upwards of more than 20, if that might be a possibility, or some a combination of choices there in between. We very much appreciate your responses. And so we will now move on to our presentations that we'll be offering this morning. I want to welcome again all of you who have joined us for the webinar, including our four speakers. We very much appreciate your being with us.